And we're back with the Review Channel. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're doing a review and comparison of the play Hairspray, performed by Dream Entertainment at the Hamilton Family Theater. Let's start with a review of what the musical is about. The play is set in the 1960s in Baltimore about a teenager named Tracy. Tracy runs home every day to watch the Corny Collins show. After one of the girls on the show leaves, Corny Collins holds auditions to see who will fill her spot. With help from her friend Seaweed, Tracy gets a chance to dance with all of the dancers to try and fill that spot, which makes jealous dancer Amber and her mother mad. Tracy learns that it's not fair that black kids can only dance on the show once a month, but when she has Seaweed, Link, Penny, Motormouth, Mabel, and her parents help her, she makes things better and integrates the show. Today, we're going to compare three different scenes from the musical to amateur production groups. The three different scenes that we're going to compare are Good Morning Baltimore, Nicest Kids in Town, and Welcome to the 60s. The first scene is the start of the musical, Good Morning Baltimore. Dream Entertainment has Tracy starting in bed like most plays, and also has her get out of bed and then she is ready for the day. Then she walks through the city. The difference between Drayden and other plays is that Drayden had people using some props to explain what Tracy had or was singing about, whereas other plays had Tracy taking out items she was singing about. Another difference would be the switch from Tracy's room to the city. They had to have people move some of the scenery. Also, a difference is that Drayden had people change her bed into scenery, but most amateur productions had the bed removed from the stage. Next, Nicest Kids in Town. In Drayden's version, this song doesn't have people moving the sets. It has a set that moves itself. The scene starts with the Corny Collins show. It has all of the dancers getting ready to shoot. And just about midway through the song, they have Tracy and her best friend Penny run in front of the stage to act as if they were in the street watching the show to see if it started on the TV outside a store. Then they have a higher up area to show that Tracy's house is separate. The dancing they have is like most productions, but the dance of the week is different for each amateur production. A similarity would be when Tracy runs in front of the stage with Penny, they have the dancers do the circular motion with their arms while going around in a circle around the show. In amateur performances, they have scenes like this, but normally they have people moving the area where Corny talks after the dances. They also have different lighting where they have more spotlights on Link. Instead, they have more on Corny moving around. Whereas in Drayden, they have more on Corny with Link near him. But not until the roll call do they focus on Link more. Lastly, Welcome to the 60s. This one has a lot of different variations of how other theaters showed the scene. For Drayden, they did it where they had to move part of Tracy's house out of the stage by actors. And then they had automatic setting of Mr. Pinky's shop move in. While singing the song, they had Tracy's mother leave to make a deal with Mr. Pinky. And when her mother left into a separate room, there were workers wrapping Tracy and some other workers in material like ribbon. The ribbon was something that most theaters do. Then lastly, once Tracy's mother came out with a new stylish fashion for that time, they send Tracy in. Just before the song ends, Tracy pops out in her matching outfit. In amateur productions, they have people wrapping Tracy in material or ribbon. Most productions, though, have different ideas on what they think would be fashionable for that time. Lastly, the timing. For when Tracy's mother came out, but one amateur production group, they had been holding a note for about 4 beats, then her mother came out, instead of what Drayden did, where they waited 2 beats and then her mother came out. Finally, in the end of the play, everything works out and Tracy gets to continue dancing on the show, and she becomes the star of the show with Link. The jealous dancer Amber quits the show because of Tracy making the show non-segregated. In the end, Tracy feels better about herself and how the future of segregation will stop. If you have any other suggestions on what we should review next, please let us know, and remember, review on.